Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, this weekend ain't about frickin' stocks and bonds. It's about football! It's about getting your ass up off of your lazy ass, yelling for your team, and saying, let's go, Bulls! Damn it!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
And for the love of God, people, quit doing the frickin' wave. Are you kidding me? The wave? Jesus! Nobody does the wave anymore. Yeah, the Billy Bobs do it in NASCAR at the racetrack because there's nothing else to do there except meow, 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 and watch the damn cars go in circles and wait for a wreck.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Damn it, son! Do y'all hear me?
The Fan.
Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague, a Joe Fisher edition here with you, along with Jason Swigart. Thank you guys for rolling with us on the text line, on YouTube. Hour number one will be posted shortly. Do we do right after the hour, or do we do it all after the show?
I do it as we go on, so I've just downloaded it now. I need to edit it for podcasting purposes, and then it'll be up.
There we go. I wanted to get to some Portland Trailblazer stuff. Blazers, because the free agency period is waning and basically over. And I was curious. I wish I had access to the old Dirt and Sprague Twitter account, but that's probably a good thing I don't. Because the Blazers offseason feels done at this point. I mean, like, when you look at the roster as it is, the minutes that are available to the roster, I mean, they're unless they are looking to make a trade and swap players somehow, some way.
Yeah, they're not going to sign another, a significant free agent. They will have to add another player to the roster. You must carry 14, and that does not include the two-way players, so that's not Caleb Love.
And that's going to be, I mean, again, with all the guys that they have on the roster right now, this would have to be someone that is on an absolute vet minimum, bare minimum contract, because there just isn't a lot of minutes to go around even now.
Well, they don't have a lot of room under the tax apron.
Yes. Yeah. They're right up there. So, I mean, with that being said, their moves are trading Anthony Simons for Drew Holiday, drafting Yong Hansen, and getting rid of DeAndre Ayton. I'm curious what people are feeling out there on the text line and listening, or on YouTube, 503-864-6326. What your off-season grade for the Blazers is, and also, like, I just have this kind of, like, as it was happening, I was like, okay, we're doing something. Now it's that it's kind of come to an end. I'm just kind of like, okay, I guess we made a move. We made maybe addition by subtraction with the Anthony Simons and DeAndre Ayton move. But I'm curious for you and the listeners out there, what grade you're putting on this Blazers offseason.
I don't know. C plus, B minus, whatever. I look at it as some of these moves should have been made a season ago.
Yes, I think everybody's in agreement on that.
Yes, they were moves. It's important. You've cleared the deck. You got Ayton out of there. If they can move Jeremy Grant for anything that doesn't impede or hamstring them financially for any great length of time, or also keeping younger guys from having opportunities this season, then it probably gets into the BB plus category. But I think the bigger thing now is just how much intrigue there is for Summer League, which starts on Friday, to see what Wong Hong Sun is all about. And that, you know, hopefully Donovan Klingon is got his personal trainers and his nutritionists and whatever he needs to do to be able to be in a position to play consistently 25 to 30 minutes a night and get up and down the floor and not need, you know, oxygen at every time out. So, you know, that's the thing there. I think the skill set and what he provides, everybody is excited about. He needs to stay on the floor. He needs to stay out of foul trouble, and he needs to not get winded so fast. And if he can do those things, and that's just off-season conditioning and all of those sorts of things, he's going to work on his three-point shot. Wong Hong Sen, 33% three-point shot in the Chinese Basketball Association. So you want to see what his form looks like. Is it something you think then with as much shooting as they do in practice on a regular basis? If you've ever been to a Blazer practice, you just, you know, you think it's not like a college practice where half the time spent on defense and all of that. They shoot and they shoot and they shoot and they shoot. And then they do a little scout and working on a couple of little situational sorts of things. And then they shoot some more and then they shoot some more. That's what's going on. And they try to create, you know, game situations off the dribble, coming off passes, little floaters, step backs, all of those sorts of things. But that's what they do for so much of the time, especially during the season. You know, training camp is kind of where you go more for 5-on-5 and try to work on sets and defensive structures and those sorts of things. But no, I think now it's more about, okay, we should have done this last year to see what all these guys can do, but you got a taste of some things individually. And, okay, let's see if this young group can somehow find an identity and meld together. And Chauncey at least is going to be here until a new owner is in place who will decide if they like where things are headed or if they want a clean house and start over.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that C-plus range myself because, as you mentioned, some of these moves should have been done a year ago. But again, the fact that the one thing that I like about Joe Cronin is he is doing things that fans have asked for in trading C.J. McCollum, getting rid of Anthony Simons, getting rid of DeAndre Ayton, ripping the Band-Aid off there. The thing is that the DeAndre Ayton acquisition, I mean, that was a mistake. So it's one of those like, yeah, you got rid of him, but should you have even gotten him in the first place? I understand it was to make salaries match, and you were trying to get rid of Nurkic at the time as well, which, you know, at that time was also seen as an addition by subtraction. You mentioned one player on the team that, you know, the potential of him getting moved. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's on this team opening day, and that's Jeremy Grant. Trying to find a team that is willing to take on that contract after him having the worst season of his career. Like, good luck with that. Maybe they attach some second round picks that they didn't have to use on that Anthony Simons trade. But
yeah,
I think the best thing that the Blazers can do, because also you need some offense, Jeremy Grant can generate his own offense in ways.
Yeah.
Now, they had him play a little bit differently last year, where it's like, dude, can you stop playing a little bit more ISO and fadeaway jumpers, and maybe he can be more of a catch and shoot option for them this year, because he's, again, they need offense, they need shooting, they need 3-point shooting. And regardless of his field goal percentage last year, his 3-point percentage was good last year. It was in the high 30s. So
no, and I think
he just couldn't.
He
miss
might
the
be
easy
more
one.
Of a candidate to be moved at the trade deadline, especially to the Eastern Conference. For this reason, it is such a crapshoot, wide open Eastern Conference, based on the key injuries to teams we thought we were going to see competing to get to the NBA Finals. That I could see one of two things: either a key injury to a team that's put themselves in a top three position
and they want to maintain that,
they want to maintain it, or a team that either suffered one of those injuries, or more of an up and coming team, maybe Orlando, maybe somebody else, that Atlanta with what they've done, although I don't know that they have much more room salary wise, but. Does something happen where a team maybe wasn't expecting to be able to go on a run, finds themselves in position to, and needs that one extra piece and is willing to roll the dice? No. If there was a market for Jeremy Grant that was financially feasible for the Blazers, I think they would have pulled something off already.
I think it's very similar to the DeAndre Ayton situation. It's like, do we want to take on less talent, yeah, or longer contracts that match the salary?
I think Jeremy's enough of a pro where he won't be, you know, a malcontent that screws things up. He might be quiet, you know, just keep to himself, come in, do his job. But I think he's professional enough where whatever role they ask him to do, he will, you know, give them an honest effort.
He seems to like Portland too, man. The yeah, things I've seen outside of it, he seems to fit the Portland mold as far as the city goes. But I think the best thing that the Blazers can do for themselves and him, keep him on the roster, show that he is still capable of being an offensive threat for not just their team, but any future team that might want to take on that contract. And as those salaries keep going up and up and up, maybe his salary and contract looks a little bit more feasible and easier to take on for a team going forward. But the Blazers, again, their roster and their lineup and where the minutes are going, it's starting to solidify and look set. Where is their win total, though? MGM has released the upcoming season win total for the Blazers and the rest of the NBA. We get to that next here. Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Little BoBop here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
All right, Jason, babe. You ready for some win totals?
Let's go. It's that time. Future ticket time.
You know what I love about the NBA is how quickly things move in
yes.
the offseason. Like, it is the shortest offseason.
Hockey's is the shortest offseason.
Yeah, I guess they're both, yeah, they're kind of on that same timeline. And actually, it's going to be even shorter now that they added a couple games.
They added that, and I'll be curious to see if they're going to start the schedule earlier because the NHL players are going to play in the Olympics in February in Italy.
That is right.
Which will be absolutely wonderful.
But BetMGM put out their NBA win totals for this upcoming season.
Yes.
And the predictions there. And the Portland Trailblazers, their win total was set at 33.5. They went 36-46 last year, their overall record. And
yes.
their win total is set at 33.5, which is good for or bad for.
Tied for 12th, I believe, in the Western Conference.
11th in the Western. So the only teams below them in the West are Utah. Phoenix,
yes,
and New Orleans. Those okay. are the three teams that are below them.
All right. They should be ahead of Sacramento, but I think Sacramento is overstated. I don't know.
37.5 for
yeah,
Sacramento.
I don't know how that happens for Sacramento, quite frankly. So I think, if I was going to bet an under, I would look at Sacramento betting that under unless there's some other move up their sleeve they're holding on to. But I think that's a real solid number. I don't know if Portland wins as many as they did last year. Simply because you're waiting to find out with this group. Like there were a couple times like Simons could just take over and shoot the lights out.
Get us buckets, microwave.
And so I think a lot of teams came into Portland and weren't that motivated and didn't know what the team was. And look, there's a lot of that still. And the schedule, it'll be interesting to see the schedule when it comes out. You know, what Portland faces. Are they going to have a gauntlet of Western Conference powerhouses starting out, which I think they could lose a lot of games early.
How many home away games to start the season?
Or do they get a couple of those long East Coast road trips early on with teams that are trying to figure themselves out with reshuffled rosters and plugging in for injured key guys, that sort of thing, where sometimes with a young team and a road trip early on where it's just them, they can start to, you know, find an identity quicker than if they're at home. And there's expectations in the crowd, and they get some losses, and oh boy, here we go. It's not working the way we thought it would, that sort of thing. So, I think the first month, October, you know, up until Thanksgiving, that'll either be an opportunity for them to pick up some wins when nobody's looking, or if it's a gauntlet, they might be starting out the season in the hole.
DraftKings Sportsbook, for what it's worth, they also have Blazers at 33.5.
Yeah, I thought I saw initial lines at 32.5. So,
if the Blazers, I mean, again, 33.5, no one expects this team to be a playoff contender, like in the middle of the pack. Some people think that this team can be in a play-in. And the more that I go down the rabbit hole of this team and spend time on the Blazers subreddit and read certain things, there is part of me that I start to look at this team with the black and red colored glasses. And I'm like, you know what? I think this team might win like 42 games. And then, like, I see Bill Simmons the other day on his podcast saying that this could be a sneaky 46-47 win team. God only knows, but What is the repercussions if this team finishes below that mark? If they finish worse than what they did last year? Because I can imagine that people are not going to be happy. I'm not going to be entirely shocked if that happens, but I feel like there is going to be a good contingency of this.
I don't think there will be a lot of immediate reaction because the team is up for sale. So then I think you might see, you know, fans getting anxious, it focusing on that some more of like, okay, when is this going down? What's the status? When are we going to get a new owner here? Because, you know, we just need to clean house. There might be that sentiment. But as far as what happens with the team and what they've got for contracts, they'll have a decision to make at the end of next year on Shaedon Sharpe. You hope that decision clarifies itself one way or the other, whatever it might be, because you just what you hope for is clarity. I think everybody wants for Shaedon to realize all of the athletic potential that he demonstrates on a nightly basis into a consistent level of production. So, but no, I don't think whether they win 28 or 48 will have a extreme determination of what this team does next offseason unless the ownership situation gets taken care of quicker than we think.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, making that statement without context of what happens in the season. But again, man, the way that this team loves to sell hope and the trajectory and where they're going, I am nervous as hell that what this team and what this franchise and front office is doing is that we will be sitting here in 2 to 3 seasons and resetting and restarting again. Essentially,
it's certainly a possibility.
It makes me very scared. Like this, how we are operating right now makes me extremely nervous. And you are relying essentially on Scoot and Shaedon to make huge jumps in their production offensively. The one thing I've seen going around this week is what Shaedon Sharpe and what Scoot Henderson's numbers were like without Anfernee Simons in the lineup. Shaedon Sharpe last year, I forget what the sample size was. I think it was 10 games, but he averaged 27 points, just shy of 6 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 1.2 steals across 35.5 minutes. Those are great numbers for Shaedon Sharpe. And if he is able to, over a season, even come close to that, that is a huge jump in production that we're looking to see. For Scoot, I think it was somewhere along the lines of averaging 18, 19 points a game with about 7 assists with Simons off the team, or if he was out with injury and Scoot was kind of thrusted into that starting role. So again, you are depending on those two guys to make jumps. And if you don't see it this year in year 3 and year 4 from them, there's going to be a lot of question marks on what this team should be going forward. Yep. And if it's time to hit the reset button. And again, as you mentioned, with ownership coming in, if they look at things and what the last few years of success or lack thereof have been like with Chauncey as the head coach and him just getting the new deal and extension, do they just show up and say, you know what, you guys just, we'll let you run with it for another 2-3 years and give you a shot. And then they make a choice. It is going to be an interesting season next season, but the next 2 to 3 of what this team looks like going forward for, again, not just for the 2-3 years, but for the next half decade to a decade.
Well, and yeah, and Cronin and Chauncey they took a big swing on Wong. So if they wasted the 11th pick in the draft, which is what they had, and it turns out to be a flop, then the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
That whoever comes in is going to clean house and start over.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a very interesting season. Like, I'm going to be, last couple of years, I've been completely checked out with the Portland Trailblazers and what they are doing on the court. This season, at least for the first part, I will definitely be tuning in a lot more. Because this is a much different team without Simons, without Ayton, and obviously a full season, another full season with Denny, with the emergence of Tumani.
We'll see if Drew Holiday is healthy and if he can show those guys how to lead by example and to be, you know, an all-around point guard, you know, both, you know, playing both ends of the floor, what it means to really direct the team.
What I'm curious too, and this is for another point when we get close to the season, like, are we sure Scoot's just going to be the starter and Drew's going to be coming off the bench?
That is up for debate. Yeah. I think, one, it depends on just how healthy, you know, if Drew Holiday's truly healthy. We know Chauncey Billups has a tendency to like veterans over younger players. If he starts, then my thought process, and this is just pure, this is where my thoughts go and speculation, is Joe Cronin has his hands more on the influence of the day-to-day goings-on of the team. If Drew Holiday starts, then Chauncey is still trying to, he just hates losing. And he wants to put everything, and you'll see that with Jeremy Grant. Now, I would be shocked if Jeremy Grant is starting over Denny and Tumani.
He should not be
in that position. So,
frankly, after the last season, you gotta earn that role back.
But no, you want to see this team develop identities. The only reason, and from Chauncey's point of view, the biggest reason maybe to start Drew Holiday is to establish the defensive identity that he wants this team to play with Drew out being the head of the snake, so to speak. And, you know, have that going on. And then we'll see who's playing. This is more about who's going to be playing the fourth quarter when the games are on the line.
You're right.
Pay more attention to that than who starts.
Yeah, where we saw Scoot, that he would kind of get pulled in those situations somewhat last year. Daily Ticker coming up next. Let's head down to Eugene. We do that here on Dirt and Spray.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry. Hop-infused hard seltzers.
Daily Ticker time with Joe Fisher on this Dirt and Sprague show here. Poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hop-infused hard seltzers. We go down to Eugene. You know, Swag, I was grinding last night. I was trying to get someone for Daily Ticker.
I know.
I reached out to Mike Richmond to talk Blazers. He said the nay. I reached out to one Andrew Nemec. He said the name.
Nah, I know. It's a little early for the boys on the West Coast we've discovered over the years.
And then last night, as your Dodgers were getting absolutely shellacked.
Well, they weren't getting shellacked.
By the Miz.
That dude's a...
By Jacob Mizorowski. I reached out to Sparky Pfeiffer out in Milwaukee.
Our boy Sparky, yeah.
And busy. Unfortunately...
it's that time of year between vacations.
Sick child at home was his excuse.
That happens.
Yeah, just get him the bowl, the universal popcorn / vomit bowl. Nah. Have them lay in bed for 10 minutes. They'll be fine. And then
It's that time of year. Vacations, last vacations. People covering football. A lot of the Blazer contingent is getting ready to go to Vegas. So you've got travel issues. And it's just that time of the year.
A lot of excuses. A lot of people saying.
Well, let's have the excuses now rather than a few weeks from now when it's full bore. Let's go.
Well, I'm going to go Ducks here.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have Nemec on here and to talk about this because I wanted to know what the hell changed in Eugene in the last week or two where they have just gotten – huge commits.
Well,
I
am one of the people least into recruiting the way that the temperature is now, and you get these commitments, and then I open it back up, but I'm still going to take official visits.
And then you jump in a pool with a teenager, and 2 weeks later, he decides to decommit.
Tell me who's on the roster when they get to training camp.
But I am of that ilk as well.
I have noticed from the Duck standpoint that they do play the long-term game, that this seemingly has become a trend where other teams will jump out and they'll get these early commitments to boost up. Oh, we've got a top five, top 10 class.
Yeah.
And I think the Ducks are more, and this is why you see, I think, fewer of their top recruits, the key players, hitting the portal as much as other schools around the country, other top schools around the country. Why when it comes time for those guys who maybe didn't pick Oregon, that went to an SEC school, went to another Big Ten school, went to Clemson or wherever, they don't like their situation for whatever reason. Oregon's always at the top of the list. That's why they've been so good at the portal in the last few years. So I think we've seen it takes a little bit more time. They want to make sure the fit is right. They want to make sure the relationships are strong. And then it comes in late. And we've seen that. Oregon been hanging out 15, 20, and then all of a sudden they end up with another top 10, top 5 recruiting class at the end of the day.
So just to run through what these last 2 weeks have looked like for him, especially this last week itself, this is where it's kind of been the floodgates have opened. June 25th, they get Bryson Beaver, which... fantastic name for an Oregon Duck commit. Quarterback out of California, number 17 ranked quarterback, 4-star. Kaloy Kelly, interior offensive lineman, 3-star, 6'30", but, saw some clips from him at a camp in Hawaii, and he was looking dominant there, so, you know, whatever. Tommy Tofai, that was the kid who decommitted from Cal and now has flipped his commitment over to Oregon. That was on July 2nd, number 6 ranked tackle in the 2026 class. Devin Jackson, number 22 safety, He committed on the 3rd of July. Number 22 safety out of Orlando, Florida. And then the last two recruits also on July 3rd, and this is the biggest one of the class so far, outside of Jet Washington. That's Emmanuel Iheanacho, not Emmanuel Acho. He is not going back to school, and he is not re-enrolling as a 30-something-year-old. But Emmanuel Iheanacho, which is essentially a man-child, 6'7", 345 at 18 years old.
That's large.
Dear God.
And then the report yesterday, 4-star wide receiver Jalen Lott out of Texas.
Yep. And that was
an athletic freak.
Yeah, number 6 ranked athlete in the class. And
he'll
number
be a track star as well.
Number 61 overall recruit in this class. But the thing that this
I feel like this is what Dan Lanning has done since the start. It looks like a slow start, or they don't have as many recruits, and then all of a sudden, once it's all said and done, once you get to at least December, the initial signing day, whatever it is now, they're at least in the top 10 and could possibly be in the top 5.
Looks like the check's cleared over the last couple of weeks.
Well, that was never in doubt, and that was always one of the big faux storylines is it's just about, Phil writing a bigger check, which it isn't. They have, if there's somebody they want and that's what it's going to take, and they all know what the NILs are, players are looking for, what it's going to cost. If there's somebody they want, they certainly have the means to do it, but it's not that simple.
So that propels the Ducks to number 9 in the rankings. But one number that 24/7 uses for their recruiting rankings, the basically 0 to 100 scale of the recruits. With the Ducks recruiting class, as far as average rating per commit, they have the number 1 class in college football.
They're going after the top guys. And that takes a little longer. Those guys obviously have more options at more desirable schools than other players. So, unless you get the rare case in Oregon where you've got a 4 or 5-star player that is in their backyard and was going to go to Oregon no matter what. I think the Ducks are very diligent about how they go about it, and they aren't worried necessarily about everybody else's timeline. They're not focused on, where we rank on any given day or week. If they get the right guys, then they have faith in their staff and their programs and the team and the other veteran players around them that they'll figure it out. And really, it's coming down to, there's just one thing Dan Lanning has left to do for that Oregon program that no coach has been able to do. They've gotten close. That's what it's all about, and that's what they're trying to gear up for.
Well, getting good recruits, having the second most 5-star commitments of this recruiting cycle as well. 3, I think Alabama is the only team more with like 4 or 5. So great recruiting class. I mean, as we get closer to the season, man, I am very intrigued how this team on the field is going to look, though, because there is a lot of transfers that have come in. This offense, I said it yesterday with Patrick, this is one of the biggest question mark offenses. It should be good, but what it's going to look like, I mean, we haven't had this many questions about the offense since probably like 2016 with the freshman Justin Herbert, who had to come in halfway through the season. Yeah, I am very intrigued to see how this team looks on the field once we get to that first Saturday of the college football season, August 30th, against Montana State. Take a break. Get back into some NBA stuff because some contracts, extensions have been thrown out. Some huge bags have been thrown out. Some have signed, some haven't. One was signed today. And where we are headed with these contracts in the NBA. Get to that next here. Daily Ticker was brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Get to more NBA talk here. Dirt and Sprague, 10 of the Fan. I got the feeling. There are some bags being thrown around in the NBA. A lot of money being thrown around. One of the deals that was most recently signed Patrick and I, we talked about this yesterday, the Paolo Banchero deal, but we also had Devin Booker agreeing to a two-year, $150 million extension. Again, 2 years, $150 million for that extension.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic, he did not agree to his extension. So I feel like what we actually should do this whole segment is talk about the Lakers trading for him or the New York Knicks or something.
No,
like
he's
that.
Got 3 years on his current deal. He can get a bigger extension. I think I just think he doesn't want to deal with it. Quite frankly.
So. Well, yeah. Did you see how happy he was with his horse races recently?
Yeah, I know.
He's living his best life. He's like, do not.
I got 3 years on my deal.
Do not bother me.
He's not ready to deal with that yet. I think he'd like to see, okay, how do all these moves we made this year play out? And
well, they made some great off-season moves.
So they certainly did not sit idle after last season's disappointment. And they addressed some more athleticism in the starting lineup and strengthening up the bench.
Yes. So, yep, check and check.
There you go.
But yeah, he did not sign his extension, not because
that's really not that big. I was like, whoa. And then I realized, no, he's got 3 more years on his deal. He can get a bigger extension after next year. Like
the extension he can get.
That's a story to print a story.
Yes, exactly. That it's one of those where the headlines does not match the context of that story. Jokic, if he signs his extension next year, It could be a 4 year, $292 million extension. Good for about $72-73 million a year. And then the contract that we just saw handed out this morning was Chet Holmgren, five years, $250 million.
Yeah, it can go to 250, I think, if he gets an All-NBA. I don't know what it is initially, but it could reach $250 million if he, with some incentives and accolades.
Most of this has to do with the Devin Booker extension and then the Jokic extension that's going to happen next year. We're getting over 70 mil per year. How many more years until we get our first 100 mil per year? Is that player even in the NBA
right
now?
I think if I had to place a futures ticket on that.
Is it Anthony Edwards? Is it maybe?
No, it's Wemby.
Yeah.
It's not his rookie extension. It's the second one he signs sometime when he's around 29, 30, 31.
Yeah.
It'll be that one. And he may not be with the Spurs at that point. It may be he goes there, he tries to do it. They either get some titles or it doesn't work out. They can't figure out all the pieces to put around him. And then he goes somewhere else and somebody. But. Well, with the
$100 million per year. Well, I remember when we had our first $100 million contract with Juwan Howard back in the day.
I remember when Drexler was the first $1 million a year player with the Blazers. So
this isn't sustainable.
Exactly. But they've got their new TV deals moving forward to go with Amazon, to go with
Amazon has some money.
NBC. Who knows if they fill something in later? Who knows what comes from their international rights as, you know, they look to continue to expand the game globally, which is where the next pile of money will be. I think they've tapped out, you know, the North American market as much as they can. But unless you're going to expand the rosters, as long as you keep it at 15, and really you've got to pay... You know, you have to carry 14, so it's finite. If the salary cap keeps growing, and in order to get top players, I mean, it's just math. At some point, it will happen.
Well, and inflation as well. I mean, it's just insane seeing these numbers thrown out. Like,
oh, I get it.
The Devin Booker one the other day, I was like, $75 million a year for Devin Booker. Like, I know he's really good. He's loyal to Phoenix. They're obviously loyal to him. Like, they want to lock him up. But I was just like, dear God, that is, I mean, baseball was getting ripped for the contracts they're throwing out there. But, I mean, NBA, it is just, I mean, we are twice the size annual value of some of the highest paid players now.
That's just a function of the market.
I get it. And it's just... It's just crazy. Like, I remember it. I
just wonder at some point, we saw it with Mahomes a little bit. He's like, okay, he could have, you know, there's some wonder in the NBA or baseball where there'd be a $1 billion total value contract at some point. But I just wonder in the NBA, like some point, will they say, especially if guys get the one contract, like you get your rookie deal, then you get the one contract. Then at that point, do they say, okay, even if you pay me $50 million a year for three or four more years, that's plenty. I'm good. Let's get another, you know, let's fill the bench. I wonder if it gets to a point or if the NBA then expands the rosters.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you want to talk about the team of the hour who just threw out a contract extension. That was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, that's without Jalen Williams getting his rookie extension also. Like, you now have SGA and Holmgren signed for $500 million between their two contracts, more than $500 million. And again, that is without Jalen Williams, who is your number two option on that team. Want to talk about a team throwing out even more money. Yeah, it's just seeing these numbers thrown out, it is just absolutely amazing. We're not far removed from 2016, the summer of 2016, when those big contracts were being thrown out. That seems like a long distant memory now, as far as the dollar figures we're seeing now in the NBA. Hour number three coming up. Big 12 Media Day is going down. And Scott Frost had some very interesting remarks as far as his new tenure and his last tenure. Big 12 preseason poll is not out, and nor will it be out. Some interesting remarks from Brett Yormack of the Big 12. I got Statter's story, and we have a new minor league baseball team, or at least for a couple nights. We'll get to that at the end of the show. But hour number three coming up, Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher Dish here on 1080 The Fan.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.